What are the contributing factors that have really caused this housing crisis, and Sydney especially being really the forefront of the housing crisis situation?
Well, the reason we've got a crisis today is government inaction across a generation at least. And there's just been no interest in social housing and affordable housing for most of the last 30 years. We think back to the 50s and 60s and 70s, state and federal governments were funding a lot of public housing that was built. That stock's now very old, and they just, since the 80s, they just haven't funded anywhere near the same amount. So originally, public housing was built in that period of the 50s and 60s, really catered to the people on the bottom third of the income bracket. As they've built less stock and the population's grown, really public housing today caters for the 10% most disadvantaged in terms of income and other needs. So there's a need to broaden it, and that's the idea behind affordable as well as social or public housing.
And I guess the need to broaden it, does that come from different patterns of urban growth?
Well, it's just a profile of society. You know, it's easy to focus on all the people who are doing very well because they're the people who can afford to live in, you know, the better parts of all Australian cities, particularly inner parts of Sydney. But we want a city for all. We want it to be fair and equitable, and we're hearing that from our community as well. So it's important that we keep the public housing, affordable housing. It's important that we can keep people like nurses and teachers and policemen, people who work night shifts like firemen. It's important we can keep those people living close to the city that otherwise, under just sheer economics, they have to move many, many, many kilometres out of the city, away from the city centre, when their work actually may well be focused in the city centre. That's just not fair. What we're interested in the city of Sydney, particularly Councillor Jess Scully and I, who put this initiative forward, is to come up with other ideas about how we can build and fund affordable housing. It's really about how to fund it, and then it's really about making it as broad as it can be to simply offer housing to people in good positions in the city that's affordable.
Absolutely. And just on that drive, the City of Sydney has implemented, you know, you guys have asked for innovative ideas to help improve this housing crisis. Can you give me just a bit of an overview of what the challenge is and just an overview of the shortlisted entries?
So there's actually quite a range of approaches, which is, as you would expect, we got a huge interest from around Australia. It was you know, it was a 6 or 7 week design ideas phase. We got around 240 submissions. So that shows you the interest in this topic. Everyone realises it's a crisis, really. There's no other word for it. So let's just call it what it is. So the 7 shortlisted schemes actually have a range of approaches. Some of them involve new types of building. Some of them are financial mechanisms. Some of them involve technology. Some of them involve people splitting their existing houses, which might be large houses in the city. They might be terrace houses. So they continue to live in part, but maybe they can, in a sense, divide off a part, even in the short term, to derive income. And so there are lots of types of ideas, and that's one of the things that's very exciting about this competition. But really, as we've had a first stage, 7 have been shortlisted. Well, one of the models put forward is the Metropolitan Land Trust. So something at the scale of the whole of Metropolitan Sydney would be fantastic. And, you know, we do have a Greater Sydney Commission. So really, if we can get institutional reform, financing reform, cheap lines of credit, sites made available through government and agencies and council and the like. That's really a pathway forward that we need to grab, but that needs to be the prototype to even more widespread models of affordable housing.
What are the key issues and the problems that those models would be targeting and focusing on?
Well, finance is a huge one. Finding sites that are affordable is a huge one, and the city does have some sites. It's put some sites forward that we would be interested in leasing out, you know, perhaps for a 40-year period or something like that, so that you keep public land in public hands, but you can use it to social advantage in the interim. And so you can bring into existence new financial models. We want something that's replicable. That means it can be rolled out across the country. And we want it to be scalable. That means you can build lots of it. This is a prototype for how you can do it in a widespread way, because that's the only way we're going to make a difference. We need to build a huge quantum. We are way behind. And we're way behind other world cities. If you look at Vienna, for instance, in Europe, has 61% of its housing stock is publicly owned. Look at Singapore, it's around 90%. Just about all leading world cities are finding is that that radius within 10 kilometres of the city centre, that's under acute pressure. That's where, you know, the knowledge economy jobs are. But we risk actually pushing everyone else out of those areas. So it's not just City of Sydney, it's all the, you know, the whole eastern seaboard, it's the inner north, it's the inner west out to Burwood and the like. We need to keep affordable housing in those areas, and we need to do it. We need to increase the stock quite dramatically in those areas. The Premier has said she acknowledges it's a crisis. Well, what we need is action from them as well.
So you haven't been in any sort of deliberation with the state government?
Well, in fact, the Lord Mayor Clovermore actually met with the Premier yesterday, and I'm sure affordable housing was very high on the list of things discussed, because the Premier has mentioned it, and the Lord Mayor has repeatedly talked about the affordable housing problems in Sydney. So the city's been championing it for decades, but we've been hamstrung in what we can do, and that's what we're trying to address. Let's watch this space. Let's make something happen.